A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the first Tiny Vampires Halloween special. Every year in October, the Agora Podcast Network puts out a series of spooky episodes that we call Agoraphobia. For the next 3 weeks, you can listen to my past Agoraphobia episodes here. If you want to hear the newest creepy tales from me and the rest of the Agora podcasts, just go and follow Agora Podcast Network on their feed. Each of these episodes is a dramatization of the horrors of the natural world. They are scientifically accurate, but I do take some artistic license. We'll kick off this terrifying time with The Passenger, a tale of control, desire, and the monsters within.
My home is so beautiful. My sisters and I are very thankful for this warm, lush home we've made together. My job is incredibly important. I and the other gatherers find food for everyone. I'm so excited, despite the heavy load, because of how far this meal will go to fill the young ones' bellies. Besides, I have my other gatherer sisters to help me. Looking over at them, I can see they feel the same way. Still, I'm relieved when I see another sister heading towards us. This will lighten the load even more. But what is she thinking? She's walking all jittery and leaving the designated path. I call to her that straying away from the path is dangerous, but she climbs a tree. It doesn't even bear fruit.
Leave her be,
one of my fellow carriers commands.
We need to get this prize back before it's stolen.
Redoubling my efforts, as we get closer to home, other gatherers come and help lift. Each time they join us, they greet.
Feed the sisterhood.
The colony forever.
And each time, I feel the weight of responsibility towards them. But it also raises my spirits. I'm not doing this alone. We're almost home when I see a beautiful sight. The sun is going down and throwing a beam of light through the leaves onto the forest floor. Millions of tiny stars drift down and swirl back up and through the beam. Walking through this magical light, I don't expect to feel anything but some warmth. But the dust motes sting my head and back. Looking around, I see that I'm not the only one who dropped our catch. Like me, they felt a sting. They're rubbing themselves all over, attempting to clean it off. After a minute, the feeling of anxiety from being away from home for too long becomes more pressing than the now subtle sting. I shout,
"Feed the sisterhood!"
And with a call of,
"The colony forever!"
we lift once again. Finally, we make it back inside the giant tree we've carved into our home. It relaxes me instantly. The sound of the thousands of voices gives me such peace. With a final push and tug, the giant locust that we caught goes into the pantry, and with that, we are free of our charge. Still feeling the sting, I decide to find an area to clean myself more thoroughly. Methodically, I use my mouth to clean my legs and antennae.
Move the leg.
I look around. This isn't a voice I've heard before. Looking over, I see a newly emerged worker skitters past with a quick,
"The Colony Forever."
It must have been her. I really need to calm myself down and start to focus before heading back outside. It's too dangerous outside to be giddy.
Move the leg.
Weird. Why do they keep saying that? Back on the ground, I find the trailhead pretty quickly, as the scent is strong this close to home, and I'm on my way. I'm making good time when I turn the corner and see three sisters carrying a beetle, still wriggling in their tight grasp.
"Feed the sisterhood."
I inspect their catch.
"The Colony Forever? We've got to go. He's a lively one."
I agree and let them pass.
"Move the leg. Why do you all keep saying that?"
They have already turned the corner and are gone. Far out on the boundaries of our region, I begin my search for food, carefully but quickly. I feel so vulnerable, not knowing how close my nearest sisters could be.
"Move the leg."
I freeze. "Where?
Who?"
I'm sure no one's around. So where could this voice be coming from? With a start, I force myself to move, smelling the air for any other ants. A sister? A rival colony, hiding beneath leaves or behind a plant.
"Move the leg."
There it is again. This time I realize it's too clear. It's too quiet. This voice, it is in my head? No. That can't be right.
"Move the leg."
Who are you?
"Move the leg."
Why are you saying that? Get out of my head! Wiping my head and antennae with my legs. Frantically, I clean myself over and over. Get out! Get out! Leave me alone!
"Move the leg."
Trying to calm myself. Just do what it says. Maybe it'll leave me alone. Look whomever you are. I'm moving my leg. Lifting. Each one in turn. Are you happy?
Nothing.
Which one do you want me to move? Just tell me. I'll move it. And then you'll go away, right? Nothing. More frantically, I move. Each leg in turn. Please. Please, please, just answer me. I'm doing what you want.
Move the leg.
I did. I moved them. I did what you want. I don't understand. What am I going to do? Something isn't right. This is wrong. Oh, I don't know what to do. What's happening? Crumbling and curling into a ball, I just stare. Stare at the underside of a fallen leaf. Just keep staring. How is this? How could this? What is happening? What's going on? For a split second, I forget everything when an aphid appears, crawling along the edge of the leaf. It must have fallen from the canopy above. Wiping the predicament out of my mind, I jump to my feet and snatch it up. The tiny thing's feeble wriggling, completely pointless. The sweetness of it brings me back to my senses. I have a job to do, a colony to feed.
Move the leg.
I'll ignore it. This stupid voice. Get on with my life. This sweet treat is small, but worth a trip back to the security of the colony. Once I'm around my sisters, the hum of their thousands of voices, that'll drown it out.
Move the leg.
I'm startled awake. Oh, it's my new companion. Stiffly, I get up and start to move around.
Move the antenna. Move a mandible.
Seems like she's extended her vocabulary while I was sleeping. Hungry, I head over to the pantry gallery and continue to ignore my passenger's insistent orders. When one of the pantry workers passes me a piece of caterpillar, I thank her.
Feed the sisterhood.
The colony forever.
Then suddenly, one of my legs begins to twitch spasmodically. Shocked, she asks me if I'm okay, but I scurry off before she can sound the alarm. Unhealthy ants are no longer our sisters and are removed quickly. Still shaking a bit, I head for outside and up the tree. Devouring my meal, the shaking stops. With a sigh of relief, I rest. Then, my abdomen starts quivering. Before I know it, I hold on more tightly. All of my legs are shaking, and I'm falling. Green blur, wind rushing, a cacophony of odors as I fall past the opening to our gallery home. My sisters, I'm sorry I failed you. With a thud and a bounce, I hit the leaves and twigs of the forest floor. Crumpled, ugh. But alive, I feel my moving only in twitches. Yes, yes, yes. Now, move the leg. Slowly, my leg moves. But this is different. This is not me. It's so unnatural. It's terrifying. I jump up. Once again in control, shaking off the weird sensation, still a little jittery. I start to sniff out the trail. There's no sense in going back inside. I should just start off my search for food. Every few steps, a detached movement of a leg or mouth part or antennae comes back. My passenger gets more and more excited with each movement. That's it. Yes. Now, let's see what I can do. This chills me. Can I go off the path? My legs become less and less my own. I don't know what to do. I try to turn, to go back to the safety of the colony. But instead, I leave the path wandering aimlessly. I can't be doing this. There is a system in place. I have an area to search for food. This is not my area. Struggling, I finally make it back to the path. It was just a few seconds. I was just panicking over nothing. I'm back in control. Things are fine. Still, I turn back. My scare has me longing for the safety of my sisters. When I see another gatherer, I instantly feel better.
Feed the sisterhood,
she calls to me. I try to respond, but I can't.
Feed the sisterhood?
She looks confused. Time to find a more suitable location. My passenger makes my body turn, leaving the trail and my precious sister behind. I wonder what she's thinking. How could I treat her this way? I plead with my passenger, don't take me off the path again. I could get lost. I could never find my way home again. Please, whatever you are, we can't go this way. Oh, this is much better. The smell of water grows stronger. The movements I feel, but I don't control, are much more fluid now. Only rarely do I get the sensation that my body is my own. I watch. I only watch. And smell. And feel. As I climb up and up a plant that offers nothing but a warm, humid location. There are no insects or fruit to eat here. Please, we must go back. After trying a few leaves, I find it. A leaf hanging at just the right angle. It's warm, protected from strong winds, humid. The vein on the underside of the leaf is robust and perfect for gripping onto. I need to get back. I've been gone too long. Oh, this is perfect. I can live here forever. I guess I will. What? No! I crawl out onto the leaf and position this body in just such a way to catch a gentle breeze just right. And I clamp down hard. Release it! I can't stay here. Release it, please! The jaws clamp down harder and harder, cutting into the woody inside of the vein. But I picked the right leaf. It doesn't cut through, even as the clenching muscles give way and tear. I'm finally free of the struggle for control. Now, I must only wait and grow. The days pass, starving, immobile, and slowly being drained. I have given up hope. My sisters, they'll go on without me. Another gatherer will be assigned my search area. With the last bit of energy, I try to look up to see my home one last time. Instead, I see a horror. Leaf after leaf hanging, jaws clamped. My sisters. Hundreds. It's dead now, and the clock is ticking. I must break out of this husk. Stretching and growing, I unfurl. Then a light draft begins to blow. My moment is right, and I release my spores. My children are beautiful. In the light, like a million stars, they float down, drifting gently onto the scurrying ants below.
This was a dramatization of a true story. The cordyceps fungi are real. There are many species, each with its own specific host. The most famous cordyceps is commonly referred to as the zombie ant fungus. They control their prey using a cocktail of neurochemicals. The infection can spread until it wipes out entire colonies. Our world is full of fascinating stories illuminated by science. The type of work that you'll hear about on Tiny Vampires, a podcast about disease, science, and blood-sucking insects.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.